Hello, hello, happy Monday. Apologies for my late arrival on this Monday. It's a very late podcast, but I have a good excuse. I was on an aeroplane coming back from Shanghai, trying to get some sleep, if I'm honest. And I arrived back in New Zealand at ridiculous o'clock and had a few hours sleep, had a shower, and then sat down to have my meeting with myself, because it's like back to fucking reality. You know, when you travel and then you come back and you're like, oh, and it's a weird buzz because so much has changed and nothing's changed. Like, I'm like, oh, have none of you people changed? And they're like, oh, you're only away a week. But I was in a different country exploring different currencies, different time zones. Like, it's so, God, I love travel. I love, do you know the thing I love the most about travel is what it teaches us about ourselves. So anyway, I love that. And I had the most amazing time. And now I'm coming back in to actually a really busy week. And it got me thinking about my reset and how I need to be super gentle to my physical self. So my emotional self has had an amazing time, lots of fun, but my physical body is tired. And I love separating myself out into those four energies, because I reckon when you go, what does my physical self need? What does my emotional self need? What does my mental self need? And what does my spiritual self need? So on the plane, I did about an hour and a half of Reiki meditations, which was stunning. And I felt so good. I couldn't sleep very well. And I thought, right, I had to have a little meeting with myself. And I thought, right, Lisa, you're not sleeping very well. It's very hot. And I thought, I'm not sleeping very well. What would be something I can control right now? And I thought, I know, I could use some vibrational music that might help my energy. So I did that and it was awesome. So an hour and a half of Reiki, ding dong, baby. That was lovely. And my body felt really calm. And when you travel, your chakras spin the opposite way when you go over the timeline. And so resetting your chakras is a really big part of jet lag. And there's an amazing man by the name of Jonathan Goldman who has a website called healingsounds.com. And if you go on his website, there's a free 7-minute, I've still got a bit of brain fog, a free 7-minute MP3 file you can listen to on his website that realigns your chakras. So it takes 7 minutes and it realigns each of the chakras in your body just with noises and vibration and store on your phone. So I did that several times on the plane, as well as another Reiki meditation that I use. And it was awesome. It was awesome. So my big focus for the next sort of 48 hours is looking after my physical self. So my emotional self, which is inspiration and joy and all of the fun stuff, that's where you get emotional energy, right? It's full. It is full. I have eaten the most amazing food. I have seen the most amazing things. I have laughed. I have, you know, I'm full of questions and joy, and it's just been incredible. But my physical body has taken a hit because I've been walking like 18,000 steps a day. I have been not drinking water, as much water as I want, because the toilets in China aren't great. So you deliberately kind of dehydrate yourself for the middle of the day so you don't have to use the toilets, and then drink all night to try and counterbalance that. So my body needs definitely a lot of hydration. It's had amazing food. It could probably do with less food. I think quite often I have a meeting with my body and go, hey, body, what do you need? And at the moment she's saying, I'd like some stretching, which I've been doing a lot more of, a lot more stretching. I think being crammed up on a plane makes you really aware of how stiff and tight you get. So that's something I'm going to lean right into. So more stretching, more hydration, and less food, less quantity, because I've been a bit of a piggy. But, you know, fuck, you can't say no. Custard dumplings for breakfast, gluten-free. Are you joking? So anyway, that's what my body's needing. So I'm super conscious of that. And I gave myself a little 4 hours of sleep today. And now I'm going to soldier on and just get back into New Zealand time zone. So I'm like, right, that's enough, buddy. You're officially a New Zealander again. Back you go into New Zealand time zone. And I've got a really big week because I've got three speaking gigs in three different cities, which is quite big to come back to after an international flight in another country. So I'm going to off to Auckland on Wednesday, which is exciting. I've got a really exciting gig up there, a whole bunch of a networking LinkedIn group, which is going to be really exciting. So speaking of that, and then really early on, which I think is going to be the complete opposite of Chinese time. So my body's going to go like, Lisa, what the fuck are you doing? Because I think I have to be at the airport at like 5:30 or something to get a flight to Dunedin to do a leadership program I'm running down there. And then I'm back up to Auckland. So that's going to be a lot of flying in a week that's already had a lot of flying. But I can handle it. I love it. So yeah, just resetting my body. Then tomorrow is an admin day. Tomorrow I've got to get all my admin done. I've got a few little jobbies to catch up on that I haven't done that I've fucked up while I was away. I missed emails and forgot to do things because that's unfortunately what happens for me when I travel. My head is where my feet are. And so when I'm in Shanghai, I'm in Shanghai, and I find it really hard to manage shit in New Zealand when I'm in Shanghai. Luckily I have wonderful Michaela who does all that, but I'm a very much out of sight, out of mind kind of person. So wherever I am, I am. And I had an amazing time, but now I've come back to a couple of little things I've got to tidy up. Few bills I've got to pay, a couple of little jobbies. So I'll do some jobbies. Jobbies tomorrow. Tomorrow is a jobbies day. So that's exciting. Not, but anyway, it'll be good. It'll be good to scoop some shit out of the pool. And yeah, then it's just catching up with the family. It's my dad's birthday today. So I'm off to, I'll go and have a little gin with him. And then look after this body. Look after this body. That is the whole point, just to be careful. What does your body need? If you had a meeting with your body right now, what would she ask for? He ask for? What would they ask for? What would your body ask for? Would your body go, oh, for the love of God, could you just eat less, please? I'm so sick of being full and uncomfortable. Or would your body say, could you just wear some more comfortable clothes, please? Or could you get some decent shoes that support me instead of squashing me into these uncomfortable fucking shoes? You know, would your body say, could you just get me a new mattress because this one is not working for my back? Would your body say, could I have a new pillow, please? Having a meeting with your body is such a good thing to do. It's such a great thing to do, just to check in with what does your body need? And then what does your emotional energy need, your emotional body? What does that need? Do you need to feel inspired? Do you need to watch a movie? Do you need to have an inspiring conversation with someone? What do you need? What does your mental body need? Your mental, your head. What does your mental energy need? Mental, for me, is all about clarity and belief. And when I have my Monday morning meetings with myself, I have great clarity because I really think about what I need, what my plans are for the week. What do I need? What does the world need from me? And what do I need from the world? And I think just taking 15 minutes to have a meeting with yourself and the world is a really bloody good idea. I've been doing it for years and it keeps me sane. So I hope if you're listening, it's helping you. And I hope you've got a planner open and you are thinking about your week. You've probably beat me this week, you see, because I was a bit late to the party. So I'm sorry I wasn't there with you this morning, but I have a very good excuse and I will give you a note. Now, I've got a very exciting energy diagnostic that has just been released while I was in China. Michaela's been very busy. It is on my website. You can go in and do a test and it will send you a report on your energy. So go onto the website, lisaoneill.co.nz, check out the energy diagnostic. It is amazing. You get an instant report on what is high, what is low in your energy, and it will also take you through to, you'll get an email with some tips on how you can help your energy. It's so good. I'm really proud of it. I love it. And I'm excited that it's out in the world. The other news I have since China is that Repotted is sold out and we now have managed to secure a date in December. So 2nd to 4th of December. For those of you who were wanting to come to Repotted but June was too soon, you can book in there. We've got a lot of people wanting the December spot because they want to repot themselves ready so they've got 2026 as a whole new then. So if that's what you want to do, if you think, right, I'm going to fucking sort this year out, you could come. You could come and hang out at Repotted. Right. Have a lovely week. See you soon. Thank you.